Kuf Tes Vav, the bottom of the page. Lifnei Shonim Lo Rabot, not Lifnei a long time. Yehudi, as we mentioned yesterday, Yehudi Lo Haya Ma'an Lichto Lezalzel B'mitzvos O Lit'ale Mekiyum Minag. Lelo Prikas Oila Emuna Yisrael Lo Derech Eretz Klape Atzmoy V'Klape Yehudoso. Jews weren't Poirek Oil. Jews didn't take the Yiddishkeit and throw it away and do Aveiras on Mass. Unless before there was a complete Prikas Oil. He couldn't behave in a way that was different from his imuna. You don't have covered for yourself. You believe something and you behave differently. You could live like that. Means if you want to attack Klal Yisrael, you first have to attack the imuna. Because as long as my imuna is intact, so I'm not gonna leave the Torah. So the maskilim in the beginning, what did they do? They had to attack Aimuna in Torah Misina. Hevdiyar Poirech Tchila Ba'atzmo El Malchus Shamayim V'rak Lacha Mekeni Ayiz Linoi Kirtzoyim. First you have to be Poirech Oil of Malchus Shamayim. You have to get rid of the yoke of heaven over you. Then you can do whatever you want. It's a Gemara Mufurish in Sanhedrin, the famous Gemara. The Gemara says, Yoidin Hay Yisrael Bavoidus Kachovim Sha'ein Bo Mamash. The Jewish people knew that Avodah Zorah, there wasn't too much to it. V'lo Ob Davoidus Kachovim Ele Lahatilem Arayis Befehesia. So why were they Ovid Avodah Zorah? Because really what they wanted was Arayis Befehesia. But you can't do that. The Torah says you can't do that. So what do you care what the Torah says? Because if that's what the Torah says, then you can't do it. You're honest to yourself. So what do? You start voiding Avodah Zorah. You get rid of the Torah. Now you can be mad to yourself, whatever you want. Kloima lule hachlofes haimuna haimitis bederech muzuyefes. Had it not been that you swapped the true imuna for forgery, Yisrael loyim usugolim b'shum oifin lachto. That's what this Gemara is teaching you. What a clever Yisrael left to be oidu v'ra zoru, because I wanted to be mad to yourself for Arias. Just go do Arias. What's the problem? You know what this Gemara is telling you? Gemara. Klal Yisrael, as long as the imun is intact, won't be chayte, won't be pirek ol mitzvahs. So what do you have to do? You first have to attack the Malchus Shamayim. Now that the Oida Varazara, now you can do whatever you want. It's a moidika compliment to Klal Yisrael. I mean, it's a shtickle. Like, yeah. No, I mean, inside the it's a compliment. I mean, it's clearly so where am I sticking?
It's like Chazir, yeah? Our advice should be that really we'd like it, but we don't have it because we're not allowed it. That's why I'm a drinker.
The Gemara says it.
So it could be like this. This is the same kind of thing. We want to do the Arayas, but we don't because
the Torah says not to.
Yeah.
So, but I want to, so I get rid of the Torah. Nakhon? The Torah says now you can eat Chazir, so now I eat Chazir. Okay? But I'm not being over the Avodah Zorah because I believe in the Avodah Zorah. I'm over the Avodah Zorah because I need the Arayas. And the Arayas, the Torah doesn't let me do, and I'm not gonna be over the Torah as long as I believe in it. Tzarechi and Golitz, I'm not poshut the Boris. Ulam ruach hashtus shel adam hezbo sheyishne das acheres shebachasus amuti yeh lo lasayis b'kolay lam al ruchem. The ruach shtus that enters into a person, that a person doesn't do a sin unless that allows him to come up with all these horrors, allows him to do whatever he wants. They come up with the Ruach Shtus. The Ruach Shtus is matter them Arayas. That's what it used to be like. Klal Yisrael wants to be Averas. They have to find some philosophical way around the fact that the Torah says you can't do it, because to go against the Torah was unthinkable. The situation today is completely different.
Is
sucha kiyoyim harbe yoysim asher ba'ov kishim ra'av. As we'll explain now, we'll see that the way to chet is much more simple, much more straightforward, not that difficult. Hayoyim, this is 20 years ago, and it's much worse today. You can have a situation where a person is ma'amin b'metzias of Hashem, ma'amin b'schava oynesh, ma'amin b'kol divrei chazal v'afal pikein hu perek ol v'choyte. He believes in everything. He's a ma'amin b'yud gimel ikorim k'pshuta. He could write the book on it. And then he's perek ol v'choyte. How do you understand? How do you understand such a thing? Puk chazi ma almadova. Tzav shoyles oisim midim ha'im yesh hezbe bepichim. Go ask them. Ask ourselves. Do we have a hezbe to explain it? Tomu shema einu mamim v'ashem. Maybe you don't believe in Hashem. Chas laski. What are you talking about? You insult me. I don't believe in Hashem. Yudim maminim b'nei maminim ha'imah. Tomru Shem Aini Yoideim She Osir Li Noig V'Derech Bo Hay Noigim. Maybe you don't know it's Osir. V'ki Adavel Lichet Yechsho. Maybe you don't know. Could be. And God doesn't know. That's a Shoikik. He doesn't know that this is an Aveira. Gam Zeh Aini Nochon. Boch Hashem Doreini Yoideim Godlu. This generation is very well learned. We know what's going on. V'yodei Harbe Yoisim Asher Yoidei Yudim B'Doiris Avru. We know a lot more than previous generations knew. Elama? As man got him lowly prick also, why is he throwing off the yoke of Torah? Hu atzuv shabu duchdach berama zu acheres. Umemeila ein bekoichel itmoded mul tavosoi v'mul meshichas ha-yaitzara geire ois acharov kesus shaitev bilmo yocham. The whole of Chanukah is in these three lines. I didn't arrange the schedule here. Mamash, this is the whole of Chanukah in three lines. Why is it so easy to be Poirik Ol today? Because I'm sad, I'm broken, I'm depressed, I haven't got koyach, I need lo yochol. For one or other reasons. And therefore he doesn't have the koyach to meet moded against the forces that are trying to get him to fall.
But we say it's a circle, that means when he makes an avera, he loses his power. He's kayon, he's depressed because he makes an avera.
It could be even without that. Yeah. It could be even before that. You're right, that definitely is true. But I'm saying even without that, that could happen. Yeah. I've always said that. What's the benefit of being sad? There's a benefit to being sad.
No
responsibility.
Yes.
When a person's sad, depressed, miserable, insulted, hurt, whatever, so then it frees him from responsibility. That's what we see today. As we mentioned right at the beginning of the Sefer, all the problems that we have today are because of Tachas Shelo Avodatis Hashem B'Simcha V'Tuv Leivov. That's what we said, is that the shoresh of all the problems. What's the message of Chanukah? It's Chanukah, so we have to. Excuse me for going off the subject, but what about Chanukah? Where do we light the menorah? On the left side, which is always the side of Din. Below 10 Tvachim, where the Shechina is not Shreire. The Gemara says the Shechina doesn't Shreire below 10. It means the darkest place, the most tubidika places where there's no Shechina. When is Chanukah? It's not like any of the other Chagim.
It's
at the end of the month.
Yes.
It's at the end of the month. All the other Chag are either in the middle of the month where the moon's full, or Rosh Hashanah when the moon's renewing itself, never when the moon's going down. The Mefarshim say that Kislev and Tevis were given to Esav, the month of Esav, the dark winter. When does Chanukah happen? In the worst possible time, when things are as bad as they could ever be. There's nothing worse than that. You know, on the left side, below 10, in the darkest month, what do?
Why Tisha B'Av is on the patient, but also on the...
Tisha B'Av anyway is a dark period. I was also given to Asaf, the month I was also given to Asaf. You know, but it's also when the moon's on the ascent, not when the moon's ascent, yeah. you're right, Tisha B'Av is a Moed, but you don't count it amongst the Chagim. You don't count it amongst the Chagim, even though it is to a certain extent. That's the message of Hanukkah. They came into the Mishkan, they came into the Beis HaMikdash, it was destroyed. Can you imagine their feeling of depression, of sadness? They've just gone through terrible persecutions. Klal Yisrael was in tatters, broken, no hope. And they search and they search and they can't find any oil, not one piece of oil. Nothing with the chasim of the Kohen Gadol. And what happens? They dig and they dig and they dig, and then they find one little light, one little candle worth of oil. And that's still burning today. We're still living off that little light. No matter how dark it is, no matter how difficult, no matter how bad it is, inside every Jew has a very bright light. No matter how depressed you are, no matter how sad you are, no matter how miserable you are, there's no room for sad, there's no room for depression. No room to be pyrek oil. Even if it's your ruchnias that's falling and crashing. As vos, Hashem loves me unconditionally. That's everything we've been learning here. That's all the message of Chanukah.
Was the Pach Shemen which they found passed down through the generations from Yaakov? Was that one
they
of the
say in the Midrash that was the one Pach Ketanim that he went to fetch was Yaakov, whatever. Don't know.
I mean, that would fit so beautifully then, the fight with the
Sasha. That's exactly where it is. Where does Yaakov become Yisrael? Where does he become a new person? After a milchoma. After milchoma. Milchoma, milchoma, when you have a bad fight. Kusus shaitif be milchoma. That's Klal Yisrael. When you have a war in your hands, when you have a battle, when you have a struggle, you want to give up. Ani lo yochol, tazovoti, please, it's enough already. That's when we throw in the towel. Hanukkah comes and says, don't. A little bit of light pushes off a lot of darkness. The darkness is still there. Darkness hasn't gone away. You push it away and you push it away and you push it away. That's the message. But you can't do that if you don't realize who you are. Chosre al-Aisam Yehudim, the next line, after you scratch up what I've just said. They're missing that spark of Avram Avinu Avashalom. They're lacking the appreciation of who they are themselves. Never mind the matzav. That's why Chanukah is called the Regel Hayalodim. It's called the Regel Hayalodim, the Chag of children. Which is hard to understand. I mean, about it, the children enjoy it. It's very nice. We play dreidel and they get sukkah and yotah or whatever. But Chazal are telling us it's the regel hayelodim. What aspect of a child are we supposed to learn from them on Chanukah? From Ephraim Waksman, he says like this: one of the things about a child is he's unaffected by his surroundings. If a child's playing a game and he's having a happy time, makore misaviv lo manyen oto. If a baby's in his mother's arms, no matter where the mother is, she could be on one of the wagons going to Auschwitz, Rahmana Litzlan, or she could be flying first class to the Bahamas. To the child, it makes any difference. The child is what he is because that's what he is. I once went to a Beis Shiva to be Menachem Oval. And there was a kid, one of the kids of the... who's lost the child, Rahmana Litzlan? One of the brothers was there. And he was doing what he always does. He was playing and running and skipping and jumping or whatever. Because why? Because the matzav doesn't change his inner reality. I'm not saying it's a good thing, but it is a good thing. You have to learn from that sometimes. We have lots of matzavim in life. Nobody in this room hasn't been through lots of matzavim. This situation, that situation, down, up, panosa, children, refuah, many, many matzavim. And what happens? There's a light inside of us that has to stay the same. That's the light of Avram. By the way, that's Yosef HaTzadik. All the pastures around Chanukah are Yosef. Why Dafka Yosef? Because that was Yosef. Yosef could have thrown in the towel at any stage of his career. His brothers take him and sell him to slave traders. They want to kill him. Man, that's how the Shvatim behave? That's how rabbis behave? That's how big Talmud HaChachomi behave? No rachmonis for your little brother? Tazov, mitzarech etze. Mitzarech etze. Plenty reason to be poirek oil. He gets sold from Yishmaelim to Midianim, he ends up in Bais Potiphar. The Erev HaSaaretz, in Mitzrayim, the worst possible place. And he sticks to himself and he holds to himself and he holds his Kedusha. And what does he get as a reward? Eishes Potiphar starts with him. Nisayin after Nisayin. Hashem, do me a favor. Leave me alone. What do you want from me? This is the reward I get for saying Yosef at Tzaddik. And eventually he's about, and Imamish, he holds in at the last minute. He runs away, and Imamish, he saves. Unbelievable darga. The Mephoshim that said that all the Nisayinus that every Jew will ever go through is built into that Nisayin of Yosef. We can't imagine that Nisayin. And what's the reward? Jail. Not jail today, where there's a, you know, there's the prisoner's friend and there's lawyers and no one knows where you are. You're thrown into a dungeon in Mitzrayim. Today a dungeon in Mitzrayim is not a holiday camp. In those days, can you imagine what it meant? 10 years. And then what happens? You ask somebody just to help you a little bit. You know, have a Pesach to get a bit of help. And another 2 years. At any stage of Yosef's career, he could have said, you know what? I don't need this in my life. This is Hashem. Show me something. Give me some Pesach here. 22 years of Gehenna, that's what I get for being Yosef at Tzaddik. Take it, I don't need it.
But he knew the truth.
So it wasn't any sign. It wasn't any sign, that's what you said.
Because the Mephoshim asked the
You
question.
Said it's not any sign then?
It wasn't a... That's what the Rachaim says.
Every Nisoyin... Show me where the Rachaim says it wasn't a Nisoyin.
You see that...
Bring me the Rachaim that says that he didn't have a Nisoyin.
He says that a Shliach Mitzvah should be potter from harm. And yet we see so much bad came to him. How can it be? He says because the harm was for the good. And Yosef himself knew that. Even when he...
I also know when the bank manager phones me up to tell me if I don't come and make a payment today, they're calling in my mortgage. I also know that's for the good. So that's not a Nisayin?
No, but what I'm trying to say is, he did his basic Ishtadlus. Even by the Sarah Mashkim, it says, Velo Zachar Sarah Mashkim as Yosef. By Yishkochehu would be redundant if it was still talking about the Sarah Mashkim. It's talking about Yosef, and he forgot him. He mentioned it, and that was the end. And he forgot about it. I mean, he did his basic Ishtadlus, and he just kept going. Just kept going.
So then Yosef, we don't have any schus from Yosef, because it was easy. He didn't have any sign. It wasn't difficult. Fine, okay. If the Aruch Chaim says that, he says that. I'm chaylek, in me, humble me, I'm a aret deraisa, I'm chaylek on the Aruch Chaim HaKodesh. There's no Aruch Chaim HaKodesh that says that Yosef didn't have a Nisoyin. Because he's not allowed to argue with Chazal. Chazal said the Nisoyin of Yosef is what we live off today. If it was easy for him, so then what's the big deal? It was easy. Chas v'chilila. He sweated blood, Yosef at Tzaddik, in these Nisoyinists. You're right, on his dagger, he had the money, but that's the shvach of Yosef. But you say it wasn't an Nisoyin? It wasn't Nisoyin. What's the shvach? That he did what he was supposed to do. Big deal. Take away my Yitzhahara and I do what I'm supposed to do. It's also not a big deal. You think he didn't have a Yitzhahara? You have to show me the Aruch Chaim HaKodesh. I want to see
them.
Okay. I'm just saying, there's no Aruch Chaim HaKodesh that says that Yosef didn't have a Nisoyin. Because I'll call it the Nisoyin of Yosef.
I didn't phrase it properly.
The fact that we can learn from him how he overcame the Nisoyin of Avada, how he kept to it, how he forgot, how he did his Ishtadlus and moved away. And Achinami, that's his godless. That's the Shvach of Yosef. But you know what a Nisoyin that is? You know how hard it is to do that?
But here, the light, it's a limud Torah. That means if someone is not learning, he has no light. That means he remains in the darkness.
Yosef kept learning. Yosef kept learning through it all. Yosef was learning through it all.
He don't believe in himself because he doesn't learn. He doesn't know who he is. Maybe it's the learning.
Why do you think it's so important? Why do you makshiv Torah learning so much? Because with that, it's gone. There's nothing. But that's the nakuda that we're missing. We said that Noach HaTzadik was a ma'amin v'ainu ma'amin. Noach HaTzadik had imun in Hashem, but he didn't have imun in himself. Avram Avinu came and taught the world ma'ani chashivas ha'amida v'aitne b'nisoynes. Choslelem atchusha at kama chashuv l'Hashem Yisparach shahem lo yechto. They don't appreciate, we don't appreciate how important it is to Hashem that we don't sin. What's missing from our generation is good kosher gaiva. Person has to have gaiva salev in the ways of Hashem. אילו היינו מאמצים אויסוי, רבי מתוכנו היו אויזים אויז ותעצומוי סלעמד בגבורה ולא להתפתות להסתה היצר. If we had this understanding of a choshev war, how important our avodas Hashem is, how important our ruchnias is, the Yetzer wouldn't be able to seduce us. That means the biggest sakana today facing our children is not the internet and smartphones. The biggest danger facing our children today is they don't know who they are. Because if they knew who they were, then the internet wouldn't be sign for them. There'd be any sign, but they'd be able to meet Gaber. Could be, I don't know. Ask people who know more than me. We say the biggest threat facing our children today is the internet. It's not true. I'm not saying it's not dangerous. It's like you leave your kid with a machine gun. Of course it's dangerous, but you can't tell me that machine guns are the biggest threat to the Jewish people today. They're not. Not knowing what it means to be a Jew, that's the biggest threat to the Jewish people today. Our kids don't know who they are. We don't know who we are, so forget the kids. We don't know who we are. The Yigba Liboy Badarcha Hashem, who feels that? We might think about it now and again, but you walk through the day, the Yigba Liboy Badarcha Hashem. How can I be? I didn't daven properly, I didn't learn properly, I had so much bittul Torah. I woke up in Sim Sholem, I didn't realize he was davening Shmon Esrei. Ma'amaze Yigba Liboy Badarcha Hashem. Because that's because it's all based on the performance, it's not based on the Ikka relationship. Which, like we said, for a child, that's the lesson of Chanukah, for a child, it doesn't matter if he's performing or not. He doesn't judge his value by what he does. A child knows he has innate value.
You brought the example of one of the Hasidic rabbis on Purim, right? Somebody imitated him and he started crying. Because he said, is that what I look like? I'm realizing that I'm imitating
myself as well. Yep.
Who was that?
You must be joking. One of the Hasidic rabbis, no matter which one. You went to the chuppah, yeah? To the Rebbe's chuppah? Ah, okay. You went to the Rebbe's chuppah. You know, it doesn't matter which Rebbe. 50 Rebbe's there, which... That matters. They all look the same, whatever. It's okay. You can't get within 40 miles of them, whatever. It's an interesting wedding. You were there, I saw it there. Interesting chassid. Not what we used to. Anyway. The honor Rebbe was there. I didn't even know. That was the frightening thing. The honor Rebbe was then, I didn't even know. The honor is the own God of God. Anyway, where were we? Oh, a child has innate value. A child doesn't feel valuable because he's got lots of money or because he achieved a lot. That's what's happened. Goes to school and they start doing tests and stuff like that. Start competing and whatever. Then he starts losing his innate value. Adults don't have any innate value left unless they work on it. How much money you've got, how much you've achieved, how successful you are, how much Torah you know. Innate value, netto, without anything, how much innate value do we have? We've lost it. The Ramchal talks about it in Derech Hashem, how important it is to know who you are without any of this performance stuff. That's kol ha'avoda shel Chanukah. Okay. So we spent a lot of time not in the Sefer today, and that's a shame. Tomorrow we'll try and... No, this is all Chanukah. Yes. The whole lesson here is Chanukah. Innate value. Do you appreciate how choshuv we are? No. Infinitely valuable. Hashem leaves me. I'm part of
it. Very nice. How are you?
The Yigba Liboy
Badarcha Hashem. Live here? Just move here. Ah, welcome. After 2 years in the Beit Har Carmel. You were in Carmel?
So the two go together. Maybe it's 100 in the internet.
Why there?
Because we realized that.